Perhaps it helps if you're younger. Think of these things in a very practical, simple way. You know, we can move to the spiritual as we get a general understanding of just really what is this piece. It says it's a breastplate. Where do you think it goes? Is there a place in the Old Testament that you can think of as someone that wore it? You know? Help us out, young men. Some of you guys play football. Some of you guys have pieces of a football equipment that's meant to protect parts of the body, right? So help us out. So go on the back.
It goes on the front to protect your internal organs, your heart, your lungs, your thoracic region.
It's pretty nice. Thoracic region. Like that. So tell us a little bit more about, somebody help us out about this thoracic region. What's being protected? You talk about the internal organs, right? What is it really trying to protect? That's one of the most vital things, the human being that you're trying to protect here.
Your heart.
Okay, the heart. A natural heart, right? If you're in the military in these days, Roman soldier, you wanted that breastplate of iron, brass, bronze to protect the heart. Why do you want to protect the heart?
That's where you can get killed the easiest.
Okay. So you can get killed there. You can be injured. You can get killed. What is the, if you would, not taking this in a spiritual sense, we're protecting the heart. What spiritual lessons we learn about protecting the heart? This is, if you would, the seat of the person, right?
Guard your heart for all the flows that issues of life.
Okay. So let's expound on that. It's real simple. What's in the heart? I mean, people use metaphors to talk about the heart, right? What do we say flows from the heart?
Love.
Love. Perfect. Right, that's what we say, right? We know the real heart, love and flowing from that, but we use that metaphorically to say, oh, I love you, at the depths of my heart, I love you. It's the seed of us, right? We speak about the affections that we may have. But in a natural sense, we're trying to protect life in this middle region of the body. And spiritually as well, what is the enemy trying to pursue, to kill with us? We talk about love, right?
Oh, affection for the things of Christ.
Right. So we have the truth. We have now speaking about the affections. What is it that's driving, motivating the person that's the military man, right? The soldier. His love for country, in this example, his love for Christ, right? And all of these things are hanging, if you would, upon having the loins girded about with truth. It's hanging on that, and here's the breastplate of righteousness. Now, what else can we learn about the thought of the righteousness that's connected here? We should start with this section behind me. Up us out, guys. Righteousness. What does righteousness mean?
I think it would be the way in which you hold that truth. And it's careful to protect your heart because it's deceitfully wicked. And who can know what's in their heart? And additionally, it's not that which goes in a man that defiles a man, but it's that which comes out. And we know that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you want to safeguard your affections, so to speak, your zeal for the word. You can't just go about, you know, running around with your Bible, screaming, I love Jesus, and just being completely crazy and careless with the truth. You have to have sanctified emotions, as I've heard before, and that phrase really hits home. Because you think all emotion for the Lord is a good thing, but it has to be consecrated, it has to be sanctified, and you have to hold that truth in righteousness according to the Word of God.
So I would add that the breastplate is righteousness. The practice of righteousness.
It is really the practice of righteousness. That's really how we are, the affection of, how you protect that. It is really by walking right, by doing right, by understanding right. It is not the objective righteousness that is given to us. It is really being right. God is truthful. I said earlier, it's a characteristic of God. These are the characteristics. You know what? When I see a young man, I said, you know, he's truthful. I could trust him. I could say, you know what? He is right. Because what comes out of his heart, it's all guarded by what is right. That breastplate that's so close to him, is his heart is protected by what's right. Because, yeah, your heart will run you around. It will think you of everything. Really, it is a matter of, really, it's the seed of life. It's the inner man, really, that you mentioned earlier. That's really the place of it. It's really protecting how this inner man is operating. And it is really, in a world today, young people, where everything is wrong, how wonderful it is to see that somebody is walking right, is walking truthfully, and the world could witness to you at school, at the workplace. You know what? This guy doesn't, like, slack on time. You know what? When you have a lunch, if they give you a lunch thing, and they tell you it's half hour, you don't go 45 minutes. You know what? Nobody's watching, but you know what? It is that right that is characterized a believer in there. And then we move on from there to our shoes, the equipment on our feet.
Might I add to the righteousness? Sorry, but it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:8 that our breastplate is of faith and love. And it's not always easy to understand what righteousness really means, because it's not something we use in our everyday language, but we can understand faith easier. So it's a being practicing on the practice of having faith and loving others and loving your God is an example of practicing righteousness.
So how about the equipment in our feet? What do we have there? Because again, it's a matter of standing. There is some kind of stability. And if you have ever wear like the wrong shoes, the tight shoes or the loose shoes or the wrong shoes, and they are very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. So what is the shoes here that he's speaking about?
And Brother Emil, maybe we can ask, there's a connection with that. Is it really necessary to protect my feet? Right? You know, the adversary, my opponent, he's going to come right at my head, right at my chest, right, which are the larger parts of the human, you know, body. And if he can take out the heart and the head, well, why do I need to protect my feet? These little feet, you know, they may be size 13, but they're still small. Not mine, though. David's over there.
Think of what Brother John said prior about being in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. So where are our feet? They're walking in contact with the wilderness. So in contact. So there is a contact. We're here. We're living in the reality, need to, in the good of the heavenly places in that sphere. But our life is literally, in a very practical way, here in contact with this world that has rejected the Prince of Peace.